Siéntense. That's sit down in mother speak. My mama used to say that. She didn't really speak Spanish, just enough to get us in trouble. I hope we do pause and acknowledge 9/11. 21 years ago. Most of us that experienced that as adults can remember what we were doing at that moment in time. I can remember what I was doing when we heard that President Kennedy had been shot. I can remember those pivotal moments, and that was one of those. And it was a major change. It changed the world. Think about that. I remember my dad going off to fly to business stuff, and we would drive and then walk out on the tarmac to the steps of the going up to the airplane and give him a hug before he went up into the airplane. There was no airport security, baggage checks, taking your shoes off. It's a whole different world. And we need to acknowledge that, and I'm not sure it's a gain, but it is what it has to be for what we are right now. Change is hard. I have a confession. Your pastor is making another confession to you. I haven't gotten into rap or hip-hop yet. It just has not caught me. And I don't have anything against it per se. I mean, grew up on rock and roll. I was exposed to classical. Began to infiltrate, learn and love jazz. My folks, the old music, oldies stuff when my parents, some of that is pretty good. You find some of the gems in the mix of that. Hip-hop hasn't grabbed me yet. I'm waiting for that to happen. It will, I hope, God willing. But change is hard. There is good rap. I know that, and I know that it's out there. It'll happen when it happens. Queen Elizabeth's passing. We've known it was coming, but I just can't even really imagine the UK, the United Kingdom, without Elizabeth there. Have you seen some of the film footage? They're showing all kinds of stuff. She's been with all of the presidents back since George Washington. All right, a little exaggeration there. Just deal with it. But she, 1926, she was born. She has lived through so much and was a stalwart, a rock upon which to stand. It was a great blow to have her gone. But you see, that is mortality. Fortunately, we stand on a different rock, don't we? We stand on one that thousands of years old and still persists in our Lord. We need to lean on that rock. Gonna be some changes coming out of that. Money is gonna change. It won't be the queen anymore. It's gonna be the king on the money. They already said, saying God save the king, that really hit me. I thought it was a song that was a song, God save the queen, and you had to have a whole different song for kings, but I'm new at this, so. Traditions hold on to churches too. Jeff Rainwater lifted that. Those of you who were here several weeks ago, he talked about that change and who we are and how we are. We are not full like we were. And we will never go back to being what we were in the 60s. And we need to acknowledge that. And instead of trying to envision how to get back to that, figure out how we are now and how we're going to go forward. And changes are hard sometimes. Those changes in tradition. John Wesley had the Wesleyan quadrilateral, the four pillars upon which we stand. Scripture, tradition, I've forgotten the other two. Experience and reason. Thank you. We'll get there. I've been gone for a while. Give me a break. Tradition. Tradition. I want to break into Fiddler on the Roof. How many of you have seen that and remember that? The plot of the Fiddler on the Roof, they're Jewish family, devout Jewish family, and one of the daughters falls in love with a Christian, and he can't allow it. It's too big a break. Centuries of Jewish tradition, and the daughter is going to marry a Christian. He can't accept it. But this is a reflection because it walks us right into the gospel lesson, you see. The Jewish tradition, millennia old, traditions that held them together, This is how you knew who you were. This is how you were a people bound together. You were bound, the men physically, by marks of the body, the circumcision. The Sabbath, the meals, the food you ate, all of these things differentiated you out to be a people distinct, but unified as that different body. And then comes Jesus. And his is a major change. Think about that if you were devout Jewish and Jesus comes among you. Holy mackerel. He goes out, he picks grain on the Sabbath. He confronts all of the chief priests and the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the lawyers. He's eating with sinners. He's doing all these things that are just driving people up the wall because they're changes from tradition. He said that, I've come to bring mother, to divide mother from daughter, father from son. And that's what his words are saying there. Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, cannot be my disciples. Now, scholars agree that the word hate is the wrong word. That detach or turn away is a better choice. So listen to it. Whoever does not come to me and does not turn away from father and mother, etc., cannot be my disciple. And it's different. It's still harsh, though, because it's saying the traditions that you have and that your family holds and that are calling you, your family is calling you to remain firm into your traditions. And yet, if you were going to change to become a Christian, it means detaching from them and following him. It's harsh. And for the Jews, it would have been an incredible change. So we hear it harsh, calling it hate your father and mother, wife and children, brother and sister. And it was harsh, but it is just as harsh to acknowledge it as detach yourself from them. Because they hold to the traditions and they will hold you back with them. Think about the changes. Think about what changed. The Seder meal, the Passover was the most important meal of the Jewish tradition. I mean, all of these traditions, all of the different festivals that they kept, Saturday, Sabbath, all of those things now have been disrupted and changed. So there's a lot of different. And Jesus warns us. He warns us very carefully. He says, what king going out to battle won't think ahead and decide what it's going to cost? You're going to build a tower, and if you don't estimate what it's going to cost to finish this, it may not pan out well. You've got to think ahead. What is it going to cost you? And what is it going to cost you to become a disciple? For us today, it's an easy sort of thing. While I was gone, I ran out of gas. Not my car. Actually, my welding gas. You know what welding gas is? Acetylene. So I had to go buy acetylene. Thank you, Mark. Somebody's doing it. I also ran out of gas physically and just sat down a couple times, but that's another story. But I went in, and the guy behind the counter, young man, wearing gold cross. And I said, I'll bet that cross is just not just a decoration, is it? And he says, no, sir, it is not. I said, good for you. Sometimes we do that. We see people wearing crosses on their ear and crosses, and they're just decorative jewelry. And you can convert to that, or you can find some other symbol, the yin and the yang, and start wearing that. And that's awfully nice without any huge changes in your life. Maybe you'll begin to study something else, read something else, maybe even take up a different language and worship styles. It's easy. It's inconsequential. But coming to be the disciple that follows Christ is a big decision. It's going to cost. It may cost leaving behind some who won't agree with you. Yes, I am going to love one another, all of them. My neighbors, my black neighbors, my white neighbors, my Hispanic neighbors, my Tongan neighbors, my Asian neighbors, I can't get any further right now. I got a lot of wild neighbors in my neighborhood. Amen. God calls me to love them all, and I'm going to try. It might cost me something. Some of my friends might be put out. What are you doing hanging around with him? You shouldn't be hanging out with her. Think about those consequences before you start building that tower. The benefits are worth it. Being a disciple is a gift beyond measure. And it gives us that rock to stand on that we were talking about in the midst of all the change. He is and was and is to be the Lord. A rock to stand on. But the scripture reminds us, consider and know that anything that holds you back from becoming a disciple must be left behind. Harsh words. Important words. And out of that, we pause and we acknowledge them. But then we turn and we acknowledge as well that Christ gives us much more than we might have to give up. Because he offers us something, well, he offers it when he gathers us at the table.